The views expressed in this podcast are those of the participants and should not be considered the views of Fox Rothschild LLP or its attorneys. This podcast is for informational purposes only, is not legal advice, and does not create an attorney-client relationship.
Welcome to Labor Law Lineup. I'm Mark Eskenazi.
And I'm Katie Cahotas.
We're labor and employment attorneys at Fox Rothschild, breaking down how the current state of labor law affects your workplace.
Mark draws on deep experience shaping federal labor policy at both the White House and the National Labor Relations Board.
Katie offers sharp insight as former in-house counsel who's dealt firsthand with a broad range of workplace challenges. Together, we break down labor law news for people leaders.
And we promise to keep it brief because we know your time is valuable and your inbox is full.
Please reach out if you're a client of Fox Rothschild or a listener who wants to continue the conversation on anything we cover. Today, we're talking about something that can transform how organizations operate, collaborative labor relations. It's easy to think of union management relationships as inherently adversarial, but here's the thing, they don't have to be. And for HR leaders, understanding how to build a cooperative dynamic can reduce risk, resolve disputes, and actually strengthen trust.
Absolutely. It starts with HR leaders understanding the law and the NLRB's processes. Responding to grievances and defending unfair labor practice charges can be both administratively burdensome and cut into an organization's resources. This can be a significant workflow for HR to manage. Understanding the process and overall costs can help HR leaders make more strategic decisions about resolution. When does it make sense and what makes sense for the resolution?
ULP charges can stem from things like refusing to provide the union with relevant information that it requests, making changes to working conditions without bargaining, or bypassing the union to deal directly with employees. Good faith bargaining isn't just a legal box to check. It's often the best defense against the ULP charge.
So what does collaboration actually look like when you're negotiating a CBA? It means timely meetings, data-driven proposals, and documentation of your bargaining cadence and process. Finance teams should be creating early costing models so that you show up to the table with defensible numbers. Operation teams can be involved by thinking forward about how proposals actually work or don't work day to day.
And once you've got a CBA in place, new collaborative work begins. Both sides are bound by the terms of the CBA. Grievances provide an opportunity for early resolution of issues before they escalate into costlier issues.
The bottom line, rigorous compliance, disciplined grievance management, and authentic engagement can lead to fewer disputes, faster resolutions, and stronger employee trust. Thanks for listening.